after the massive success of Bestie, Young and is back with a new single featuring Jess Glynn, and he's hanging out on the show tonight. You good?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm good. Really good.
It is so good to get you on, because we played Bestie so, so much last year, and this year as well, and Mind On It is sounding so good at the moment. But before we talk about Mind On It, obviously Bestie, massive, massive track for you. That song was everywhere, literally. You couldn't escape it. Did you ever expect it to kind of go as far as it did when you were in the studio?
If I'm honest, I didn't, but I knew it sounded good, and it was a feel-good vibe, if you know what I mean. And I was very happy with the song, and I was like, yeah, do you know what? I want to put this out. I'm proud of this one. And that's how I like to kind of like release music. I want to be proud of it myself first before it goes into the world, because no matter what happens, it's a song I love. It had amazing success, and thankfully we're here.
Because am I right that you were trying to, you were promoting another song at the time that Bestie was released, and you were like, nah, scrap that, I'm going for Bestie?
Yeah, exactly.
What did your label say?
Do you know, it's funny, because like, I was in another single campaign for a track called Do It Right, which was actually also a banger, but I could feel that it might have been the wrong time. And then thankfully I went away, I was in the studio, and then I made Bestie, and it just felt right. Like, the time felt right, and I was like, do you know what, this has to come out now. And I said it to my label, and I played it to them, and they was like, well yeah, let's go for it. They was like, let's go for it. Thankfully we all made the right decision.
I was gonna say, I bet you're so glad that they actually said yes, instead of like, no, stick with that, we'll release that in like winter time, because it needed
exactly
to be. It was perfect for like kind of the summer. That must have kind of opened a lot of doors for you. Like, that must have got your phone ringing a lot.
Oh yeah, definitely. Do you know what, it's funny, and I'm gonna be dead honest, I remember before I had Bestie, and you start bubbling, and you have songs, and people know your songs. And I had like my headline shows in London before that, and I thought, yeah, I've got fans, man. Until I had Bestie, and I realized I was nowhere as big as I thought I was at the time. It's crazy.
Since then, you've played arenas. Who have you met that you've kind of been most starstruck by?
Probably Craig David.
How did you deal with that? Because I always find if I'm starstruck by somebody, I'm like, I just can't say anything, and nothing I say makes sense. Did you have any awkward moments?
I did. Like, we was walking through the corridor, and I had just come off stage, and he was like, yo. Like, I was actually just gonna go, hey, you're right. But he was like, yo, bro, I'm a massive fan. I was like, what? like, you're what? He probably thought I was such a weirdo. I was like, you're a fan? Like, are you sure? Like, that you're a fan of Young'un? But he was just saying to me, he's a massive fan. He was saying, like, he would love to work with me. And I was just like, what? You want to work with me? Craig David wants to work with me. Such a moment, man.
Have you got Craig David's number in your phone book now?
I do.
So that session has the studio session happened, or is it happening?
So we got into the studio a few months ago, which was good, man, and we spent some time together and just worked on some music. And it's crazy, like, even now, like, when he texts me and stuff, I say to my friends, oh my god, Craig David's texting me. Like, it's crazy, man. It's so weird. But
have you drunk texting yet?
Like, no. Not yet.
Only a matter of time before you're like, so Craig, when are we getting back in the studio? But it doesn't make any sense, because you're battered.
Trust me. I tell her she my bestie,
she my bestie. Young'un, Young Bane, Bestie on the hit list on KMFM, and Young'un's hanging out on the show this evening. So your new single with Jess Glynn, it's called Mind On It, it's out now. What was it like working with Jess?
Oh, it was sick, man. I always say that she was such a down to earth person. Like, not that I didn't expect it, but like, when you're someone that's had so many hit records, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I thought, she's not really going to work with like little old me, like, it's just coming through. And she was like so cool to work with, like, such a nice girl. Yeah, we got to go to Mexico together and shoot the video as well. We had a lot of fun out there.
So how did you get in touch? Was it more you had the song first and you were like, I want Jess on this? Or did it kind of work together, you were in the studio together and you made it?
So I had the record first, and I was like, I'd love to like to get Jess Glynn on it. But if I'm honest, I thought, nah, it's never going to happen. Do you know what I mean? Jess Glynn ain't going to want to be on this. And when like my team was like, yeah, she's up for it, I was like, she's up for it. Like, all right, cool, let's do this. But I was blessed to actually be in the studio when she recorded her hook. That was a good experience as well, because I'm a massive fan of Jess, and just watching her, and I'm like, you are really that good, ain't you? Like, there's no tricks. Like, you are really that good.
We're talking about the Craig David thing, that you've been in the studio with him. Kind of, what else have you got planned for 2018?
Do you know what? I've just been like working on music, man, and just trying to put out as much bangers as possible. I learned with Bestie, when I made the record, I was like, this has to come out now. And I felt it at the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, do you know what? That's how I want to work now. If I make an amazing song tomorrow that I think needs to come out now, I'm going to be like, well, hopefully my label's going to be on the same page as me. But yeah, I just wanted to put out music this year and just enjoy the good time I'm in and hopefully put out an album at the end of the year. That would be really good.
To be fair, now that you've had that thing with Bestie where you said, oh, I want to release this now, you've kind of got that in your court. So if they're like, oh, we don't want to release this now, you can be like, wait, did you hear what happened with Bestie?
Yeah, exactly.
Take notes, boys. Take notes.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And I'm going to hit play on Mind On It on KMFM now. Can I get you to introduce it, please?
Hey, I am Youngin, and this is my new single, Mind On It, featuring Jess Glynn on KMFM. Let's go. I pulled up on her like, yo, my sass.